Melissa Anders. She's the business reporter for the Lansing State Journal. Melissa, good morning.
Good morning, Tony.
Read your story about Local 602 here in Lansing rejecting the GM contract, and I got to thinking why, after thousands of their brothers and sisters said yes to the contract, why did Local 602 reject the GM contract?
You know, I went out for a few different days and spoke with a lot of the members of Local 602, both at their plant and after voting at the Lansing Center last week. And, you know, they were just kind of frustrated. They felt like they gave up a lot. They said that they gave up a lot of concessions during the bankruptcy and had expected, since GM seems to be rebounding quite well, they had expected to get more of those concessions back. One of the main things that I heard in talking with the members was the issue of the cost of living increase in wages. You know, they are getting bonuses. They're getting, in this new contract, a $5,000 signing bonus, a $1,000 annual lump sum, a potential for a $250 quality increase if they meet certain quality goals. But they said that that just isn't the same as the cost of living increase they had in the past. So that was the biggest reason.
So when you look at how they reacted, how they voted against this, their leadership actually supported it, correct?
You know, I wasn't able to speak personally with the Local 602 leadership. On a national level, yes. The national leadership of the UAW really hailed it as a contract that would bring jobs to the U.S., and give the Tier 2 workers who make a lower wage a wage increase over the next few years. All I could speak of is the local members that I had personally spoken with.
You know, it's interesting you say that, Melissa, because I have made numerous calls and sent numerous emails to the president and vice president at Local 602, and I get no feedback back. It's very challenging to try and get leadership to try and contact us. So from what we know, GM is going, or the workers of the UAW are going to ratify this contract, contrary to what 602 wants. How many workers are at Local 602, do we know?
Yes, Local 602 represents about 3,430 workers at the Lansing Delta Township Assembly Plant, which makes the GMC Acadia, Chevrolet Traverse, and Buick Enclave.
Well, it's interesting the way this has turned out, especially if you look at the bonuses that you just mentioned that they are getting and the fact that they're able to keep their jobs and they look like they're prosperous. I found it curious that they didn't go along with the rest of their constituents when it came to this.
Mm-hmm. We were among, there were a total of three local UAW unions representing about 4,200 workers nationwide that did vote against the contract. Nationwide, though, it did have the support of 65% of production workers and 63% of skilled trades workers.
And I thought it was also interesting, your story mentioned the buyout. GM offered a buyout of $10,000 to eligible non-skilled employees who will retire in the next 2 years, and it offered an additional 65 Gs for a total of 75 to skilled trades workers who leave between now and November 1st. So I imagine they'll get a lot of play on that, too.
Yeah, actually, if they leave between November 1st and March 31st of 2012, and I know that, you know, I spoke with mostly the production, the non-skilled production workers, and had heard from a few, and not just from Local 602, but from others, that were kind of frustrated that they weren't offered the same, $75,000 to leave as the skilled trades workers.
Anything surprise you about this story, Melissa?
You know, yeah, not too much. You know, I guess I was surprised that they were one of only three in the country. Just based off the interviews that I had done with the workers. But for the most part, prior to the voting results coming out, I had really gotten a mixed bag of workers that, you know, felt frustrated. Some workers were grateful that they got what they did in this economy. So So I kind of expected mixed results, and that's exactly what we got.
All right. You can read Melissa's story at LSJ.com. Should we look for anything else from you in the next few days?
Well, on Friday, I will be out covering GM is hosting open houses at both of their Lansing area plants. The public can come and visit the plants and see the Cadillacs and the local crossovers being made live. So we'll be writing about that. And if you're interested, you know, feel free to head over to the plants. There's more information on LSJ.com.
All right, Melissa Anders, LSJ.com. Thanks so much.
Thank you.